Boys and girls, you've done really well, and I want you just to listen for a wee minute or two, and I'll speak to you. And we're going to be thinking about something which happened after Jesus was born. We were thinking about Jesus being born, and it was really exciting when Jesus was born, and it's exciting when any baby is born. And boys and girls, I'm sure when you were born, it was really, really exciting. Mummy and Daddy were thrilled to have a lovely new little baby. And I'm sure the day, boys and girls, you left hospital, it was really exciting as well, as Mummy and Daddy took you home. But I wonder, boys and girls, the day you were going home from hospital, did Mummy and Daddy have to pay the hospital for you to get you? Did they have to give money to the hospital to get you? No, they didn't have to pay for you. They didn't have to pay anything to get you home, unless they're in the car park, they might have to pay for that. But they didn't have to pay to get you. But listen, boys and girls, when Jesus was born, at that time, when little babies were born, mums and dads had to pay for them. But they didn't pay for them with money. They paid with something else. In our picture, our first picture here, we see Mary and Joseph going to the temple. And they were carrying baby Jesus with them. At this stage, baby Jesus was only 8 days old. He was just a week. And you look, Joseph is carrying something in his hand. Can we tell me what Joseph is carrying? No, it's a wee bit like a duck, but very close. Another type of bird, any? There are two birds in a cage, and the two birds are doves. And we'll have a wee closer look, and we'll see the doves. And here we have two doves. And Joseph and Mary would have been paying for baby Jesus with two doves. But they weren't paying a hospital. They were paying God. And the two doves would be killed as a sacrifice for the sin. And when any boy and girl was born, either an animal like a cow or a sheep, or if they're very poor, two birds were killed as a sacrifice. And the reason for this, boys and girls, is that every baby that was born with sin. And sin had to be punished, and sin needs to be taken away. And so every baby is born, an animal would have been sacrificed or birds for the sin of that baby. And listen, boys and girls, when you and I were born, people might have gone and go, coochie, coochie, coo, what a lovely little baby. But inside you and inside me, when we were born, there's sin inside all of us. Now, Jesus, he was different. Jesus didn't have sin, but Mary and Joseph, they still did what everybody else did, and they sacrificed two birds. And this was a sign that baby Jesus was coming to die for the sin of his people. We see in the next picture, here we see a manger where baby Jesus might have been put in when he was born. But you see something that's a shadow that's hanging over it? What's the shadow? This is shadow. It's a cross. That is right. And even when baby Jesus was born, people then knew that he was going to die. He was brought into this world to live, to die for the sin of his people. So, Mary and Joseph bring baby Jesus to the temple. And when they go to the temple, they offer the sacrifices. And then they meet a lovely man. His name was Simeon. He was a very good man. He's a man who loved God. And Simeon came over to see baby Jesus. And God had promised Simeon he wouldn't die until he saw Jesus. And when he came over, he said some wonderful things to Mary and to Joseph. Let's see what the first thing was he was said. The first thing he spoke about was peace. He said, "Let your servant now leave in peace." He was meaning that he could now die happy because he's seen God's salvation. And salvation, boys and girls, big word, it means to be rescued from our sin. And Simeon was thrilled. Simeon was happy because he had seen baby Jesus who was going to take away his sin. Listen, boys and girls, how we get our sin taken away, it's not by being really good. It's not even by coming to church. Those are good things to do. How our sin is taken away is only through Jesus. And that's what Simeon was saying. Let's see what else Simeon was saying. Let's see what the next one comes up. Falling and rising. And Simeon would say that many people would fall down and many people would rise up because of Jesus. And that means, boys and girls, that what's going to happen us in life and what's going to happen us in the life after this world will depend on how we treat baby Jesus. If we ignore baby Jesus and have no time for baby Jesus, we'll fall and life will be tough and the world to come will be dreadful. But if we love baby Jesus and trust in baby Jesus, we will rise one day to heaven. And that is wonderful. And boys and girls, the most important thing that we can ever do is what we do with Jesus. Whether we'll trust him and love him, or whether we will hate him and reject him. And Simeon said that people would speak bad about Jesus. Isn't that strange? You think everybody loves Jesus? But not everybody does. Not every boy does. Not every girl does. Not every big person. Let's see what the next picture says. Hearts revealed. That this Jesus, Simeon says, he will show what's inside people's hearts. And do you remember, boys and girls, what are we born with that's not good inside us? Yes. Sin, that is right. We all have sin inside. That's why we do bad things, because we have bad inside. It's not good, isn't that right? We do bad things. And this Jesus has come to show people they're bad inside. Have you ever been to the doctors, boys and girls? Hands up if you've been to the doctors. Why did you go to the doctor? Because you're feeling really good? No. You go to the doctors because you're feeling sick. Isn't that right? And we will only come to Jesus to take away our sin when we know we're bad inside. One final thing about Simeon that he said. Mary's heart will be pierced. Mary's heart would be cut. And that means that one day, boys and girls, Mary was going to stand somewhere and be very sad because she was going to stand at the cross where Jesus would die for the sin of his people. And being Jesus' mother, oh, that was so hard. It was like her heart being broken. Jesus, wonderfully, was born. He was going to save people. But he was only going to save people, boys and girls, by dying on the cross. One last picture. Now, when Simeon was speaking to Mary and Joseph, along came this really old lady called Anna. Anna was aged 84. Her husband had died when she was very young, and she lived her whole life at the temple. And being at the temple, there she met Jesus. And that's wonderful, boys and girls. And that's why boys and girls go to Sunday school. That's why boys and girls come to church or BB or GB. It's by coming to where God is told about, that's where we meet Jesus. We meet Jesus, boys and girls, in the Bible and being with God's people. And Anna, she met Jesus because she was in the temple when Jesus was there. And can I say this to mums and dads? You really want your children to meet Jesus, because if they don't, they will never go to heaven. And that's why you should come to church, not just now and again, but get into the habit of coming every week. Because it's here we meet with Jesus. It's here our lives are changed as he speaks to us through his word. Yes, meet with Jesus by bringing your children to Sunday school, BB, GB, and those things. And that's really good. But the greatest place is church. Because Jesus says where two or three are gathered in his name, he is there. So mums and dads, it's lovely to see you here today. Think about coming next week and the week after. Because it could really change your life and change your life of your children. But what can we learn about Anna? Well, let's see the first thing we learn about Anna. When she saw baby Jesus, she thanked God. She was filled with joy. She probably felt like shouting, "Hooray! He's here. I have seen Jesus." And listen, boys and girls, you may get loads of presents this Christmas time, but the greatest present of all is knowing Jesus, loving Jesus. He will turn your life upside down. It's the greatest thing of all. And you know, when you know Jesus as your Savior, your King, he will bring you to heaven one day. So she thanked God that she met with Jesus. And then something else. Let's see it. She told others, everyone who was standing there, she went to them and said, "This is Jesus, this is the Savior. You have to trust in him." She told everyone in the temple. And boys and girls, when you come to know Jesus, you tell other people. If you get something really good at Christmas morning, boys and girls, will you tell anybody about it? If you get a really great motor car that can race along, boys, will you tell anybody about it? You will. If you get a lovely doll, you'll tell people about it. Listen, a wee secret. When I was a wee boy, you know what I got for Christmas one year? I got a wee doll. I wanted a wee doll, and I told people. I didn't tell people after that when I got a bit bigger. But when you get something you really like, well, you tell other people. But listen, boys and girls, when we come to know Jesus, we should talk to other people about Jesus. He is the one everybody needs to hear about. And some boys and girls don't come to Sunday school or church, but they go to your school. You talk to them about Jesus. You tell them what you learn in Sunday school and GB and BB. You tell them so they too can learn about Jesus. So in today's story, we learned about two birds which were sacrificed to show Jesus was going to die for the sin of his people. We learned about two old people, Simeon, who spoke about Jesus, Anna, who told other people about Jesus. Tell me, boys and girls, this Christmas time, will it be your first Christmas in which you know Jesus as your Savior, your Lord? Let's pray together. Loving Father, we want to thank you for your precious word and this lovely story in the Bible about Jesus as a baby going to the temple. And help us to learn from Simeon and Anna, who were waiting for Jesus to come. And dear God, we pray that in each one of us there would be a tremendous longing, a desire, a passion to know Jesus if we don't know him already. And if we do know him, that this Christmas time we would long to know him in a deeper way, that we would be filled with joy in our friendship with him, and that we will tell others about him. And dear Father, we pray for all of us who are here this morning, who are parents, who our children look up to, our children copy and imitate and learn from. May we walk in the ways of the Savior. May we walk to Jesus, embrace Jesus, follow Jesus, so that our children will do likewise. And by your grace, O God, one day be brought to heaven's glory. Holy Father, help us to remember the seriousness of this, that without Christ, there's no heaven and just a hell for eternity. May we flee to Christ even today. In his name we pray. Amen.